Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who are unable to receive Holy Communion today in person, let us pray a spiritual communion prayer and ask for the graces of the most holy and blessed sacrament. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Our first reading today begins with a call. The Lord called Moses and gives him those words that we heard. And I think just with praying with the readings today, especially this gospel passage, I think the word that the Lord wants to give us today is simply this. Jesus is calling you. We can put the emphasis on that statement a few different ways, but first, Jesus is calling you. It can be maybe a subtle temptation to think that Jesus' call is limited just to the past. For example, I guess I could think that just because Jesus called me to be a priest and I responded to that call, he's now done calling me. Or maybe similarly for those of you who are married, God called you into this relationship and you both cooperated with that plan and might be tempted to think that God's no longer calling you. And while it's true that there's a permanence in the vocation that God calls us to, that doesn't mean that God is done calling us. Jesus doesn't end the conversation once we respond to him. He's always calling us to more. Jesus is calling you. Now, in the present, in this season of your life. And his call isn't just limited to the past or just to the future. That can be a temptation for us too, just to think that we'll have time later on to listen to God, to ask what he wants for our lives. In the meantime, we can just focus on what we want to do. We can be oblivious to God's call now if we're too preoccupied with our own plans and assume that we'll just have a chance later on to listen to his call in our lives. But Jesus is calling you. Today, not tomorrow. And then to put another emphasis on that statement, Jesus is calling you. Jesus, God himself, is calling you. In the gospel passage today, we learn about what that means for Jesus to call us. And the first thing Jesus does is he sees the crowds who were troubled and abandoned. And then it says that his heart was moved with pity for them. Jesus' call all begins with his heart of compassion. We heard in the second reading from Romans, God proves his love for us and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And God's heart is moved to mercy at the sight of those lost in sin. And this is the heart that calls us. Jesus is calling you. And his call begins with a movement from his sacred heart toward all of us who are in need of his mercy. Then the gospel passage ends with his words, without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Receiving his compassion, his mercy, frees us to have compassion on others. Jesus wants to share his heart with us. Our hearts are often indifferent to those suffering around us, but not the sacred heart. Jesus has a heart for the lost and wounded, and once we freely receive that love, then we're free to give it to others. And without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. So Jesus is calling you. He's calling you now, not just yesterday, not tomorrow, but today. And Jesus is calling you. Jesus, whose sacred heart beats with compassion for us sinners. Now, if you'll allow me just to change the emphasis one more time on that statement. Jesus is calling you. Going back to our passage from Matthew, Jesus calls each of the apostles by name. His call is personal. Jesus calls you by name. And notice that their calling is actually an answer to their own prayer. Jesus' first instruction to the disciples in this passage is to pray. He tells them, ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. And then, as they pray to the Lord to send out workers into his vineyard, the Lord then turns to them and he sends them. Of course, we need to pray to the Lord to send others into ministry, for example, by praying for more priests, to pray for others to do the Lord's work. But we can't disqualify ourselves from works of ministry. And when Jesus says, pray for workers, he's really saying, pray that you yourselves may be transformed into workers. Jesus is calling you. And he gave the apostles authority, and he has given you authority. At your baptism, you were anointed as priest, prophet, and king. And in virtue of your identity in Christ, you carry with you a certain spiritual authority. Jesus told the apostles to cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. They did these things not just on their own, but with the power that Jesus gave them. It would have been impossible for them to do these things just on their own power, but they were given power and authority by their identity in Christ. It's often said that God doesn't call the equipped, but equips the called. So whatever Jesus might be calling you to, it might seem impossible, and it probably is impossible without him and without his power working through you. Jesus is calling you. And just one final point about today's gospel passage. Notice where Jesus sends them first. Not to a different country, but rather right where they are. He says, go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Oftentimes, we're called to minister right where we are. and to bring Jesus to those who are around us, to our family, to our co-workers, our friends, those who are within our sphere of influence. That's where God calls us to exercise his power and authority. That's where he calls us to bring Jesus. Jesus, who is calling you. Jesus is calling you. And Jesus is calling you.